Hello, and welcome to Psychic Sources podcast series, Gifts to Mindfully Navigate the Holidays. This fourth podcast, The Gift of Holding Energy, will guide you on a meditative journey that will help you create harmony at your gatherings so that everyone present is grounded and free to enjoy being in the moment. Our featured advisor, Evelina, can be found at www.psychicsource.com under extension 3078.
Hi, I'm Evelina with Psychic Source. Today I'm going to share with you some key techniques I learned on my way to becoming an energy worker. In this podcast, I'll be describing ways that you can momentarily change the energy of other people, whether an individual or a group. You can help a friend calm down, or you can enliven a group gathering. You can bring people together in a field of love, or you can help a co-worker succeed. How? By mastering your own energy and by being aware how your energy resonates with other people. Each of us is a collection of energy, different kinds of vibrations, different speeds. Anything that vibrates also affects things around it. For example, strum an E string on a guitar, the strings of other instruments nearby will also vibrate. That's called resonation. If I am broadcasting from my heart chakra, the vibrations in my heart chakra will vibrate with the energy in other people's hearts. And this happens in every moment, all the time, whether we are aware of it or not, which raises the question. Do you want to be affecting other people all the time without even knowing how? That's what happens when we give no thought to our own energetic health. But it is easy enough to become aware, as this podcast will demonstrate. Here's a basic concept. By putting your attention in a particular chakra, you increase its power in that moment. It's like changing the station on the radio. The way you change the energy of a room is to amplify and broadcast from a particular chakra. Which chakra you broadcast from depends on how you want to change the group's energy. For example, do you want the room to rock and roll, or do you want it to settle into a mellow vibe? First, we rearrange our own energy and then broadcast to others the kind of experience we want to create. Each chakra vibrates at a particular frequency that is similar for every person. My belly chakra, for example, has a basic vibration that is the same as yours. This is true for all the chakras. When you become an energy worker, and today's meditation will put you on that path, you can organize your own energy so that it resonates with other people in a beneficial way. By focusing on one chakra, by putting your energy into it, you turn up the volume for that particular radio station. You activate a chakra by using your will to increase the amount of energy it is holding, moving, and spinning. In the meditation we are about to do, we will bring energy to each of the lower and middle chakras in turn, so you can feel what it means to consciously amplify and broadcast from each chakra. Part one of the meditation that we'll begin in a minute is getting into our root chakras. In our culture, we live in our heads more than our body. Many, if not most, people to some extent are disconnected from their root and other lower chakras. Anyone who has experienced trauma to the body has a good chance of having had energetic damage to the root chakra. Your root chakra, for the purpose of this meditation, encompasses your lower pelvis, from the tailbone in back to the pubic bone in front, from below your navel to your perineum, which is the hard bridge between your anus and your genitals. In part one, I'll ask you to feel in your body how your sitting bones feel against the seat of your chair. Does that sound strange? Well, by focusing on one part of your body at a time, you direct your energy there. Attention is what makes the difference. And by thinking about your sitting bones instead of other random things, you are beginning to quiet your mind. Then, after we ground, the next chakra we'll work with is the sexual chakra. So that is located halfway between the pubic bone and the navel. Then, in part two, you will create a ball of energy, or chi, as it's called in my Taoist meditation tradition. In part three, you'll learn how to move that chi ball. Now, you can work with whatever chakra is appropriate to the situation when you use this meditation out in your daily life. At that point, you're going to ask yourself which chakra's energy would help you and the other people with you right now. So, for example, if you want to increase goodwill, respect, and affection with others, then beam from your heart. If someone is struggling to speak their truth, then put your own energy in your throat chakra, the seat of expression. If you need to convince others of your recommended course of action, then amplify your solar plexus, the seat of your will. And if you want to have some relationship fun, see what happens when you focus your energy in the sexual chakra. Over time, you can do this with eyes open or closed any time of the day, and during anything you're doing. But for now, to learn, let's sit down. If you have a chair with a hard seat, please use that. I suggest you pause this podcast while you get settled in a chair. Part 1, getting grounded. Sit so that your sitting bones are toward the edge of the chair. Let your head sink into your shoulders. Sense how your spine supports the weight of your skull. Slide your awareness down your spine into your tailbone. Feel the connection between your tailbone and your pelvis. You live here. This is your base. The inside of your pelvis and between your hip bones and your belly and your tailbone, that's your foundation. Gently rock back and forth on your sitting bones, front to back. Then rock side to side. Feel your skin, feel your body against the chair, and rest. Now to your legs. Feel your thighs, the outer layers of skin and fat, and the inside bones. Sink down and say hello to your knees. As you slide your awareness down from your knees to your calves, to your ankles, and into your feet. Part 2 is creating an energy ball. We do that by bringing earth energy up from the ground into the soles of your feet. See the earth energy as two balls of whatever color you choose. Move those chi balls up past your ankles and calves into your knees. Pause there. Pretend you have spotlights in each knee. Turn them on. Now bring the energy balls up the thighs and combine them in your perineum into one ball of energy. Feel as if you're sitting on a single ball of energy that we've just created from earth chi. You can move a little. That chi ball is right underneath you. You can move, even gently bounce, to increase your tactile awareness of this ball of energy encompassing your root chakra.
Part 3 is moving the energy ball. With our root chakra now charged up, we're ready to move it up one step at a time. The first step is the sexual chakra, halfway between the pubic bone and the belly button. So now visualize the chi ball move up from the base of the pelvis into the sexual chakra. And stop. Consider this. What do you feel? Make a note. Now continue. Move the chi up the next step to the belly chakra, and that's around and behind the navel. Stop, spin that chi ball, see if you can feel it. Go ahead, take a finger or the palm of your hand and probe around the navel. Now move the energy ball up to the solar plexus, where the base of the rib cage opens up in the front. Spin. Next, of course, is the heart. Bring the chi ball into the heart, pause it there, and feel it vibrate. Spin this ball of chi, pulse it. Now feel how your emotions shift. Let it be there, let whatever you feel happen. And know that what you feel, you are projecting energetically onto other people's hearts. Good. Now, one more step up into the throat. Spin the energy ball there. How does your throat feel? Do you have physical sensation? Make a mental note. Good. Now let's practice moving that energy ball down again. Feel the ball as if it's a weight, as if it's a lead globe. Let it descend back into the heart and stop and pause. Say hello to the heart. Thank you, heart, for beating every day. Sink that ball now into the solar plexus. And then into the belly. The belly is a great place to store energy. Now take both hands and place them on the belly, one over the other. Rub your hands in circles around your belly, around that belly button. Expand the circle to encompass the intestines, rubbing in circles from the navel down to the top of the pubic bone, back up on the right, down the left, across the bottom, rubbing upwards, slowing these circles now. Bring your hands to rest over your navel. Do a full body check. What do you feel in your body now? How is it different than when we started? Take a deep breath and let it out. Come back to regular awareness and slowly open your eyes.
This podcast has given you skills for rearranging your energy. You've learned that you can activate a chakra by focusing your attention on it. And you've learned that by doing so, you increase the power of the signal you send out to others. Once you are experienced, you can move quickly through what we just did. In moments, you can bring energy up from the earth and upward through your body to whichever chakra center you want to amplify. Being able to move energy as you wish is the foundation of all energy work. The more powerful you are energetically, the greater your impact on others. Do know, however, that you are the only person you can definitively change. If you've had psychic readings with me, you might have heard me ask the light what you can do to influence or help another person. You cannot control others, but you do affect them. Likewise, when you do this energy work, you cannot predict exactly how others will respond, but you can rest assured that subconsciously, their own bodies are registering what you are doing. The more you learn to work with and consciously arrange your own energy, and the more practice you gain with resonation, the greater will be your potential to help others raise their own vibration. Thank you for joining me today. I hope to hear you on the lines at Psychic Source. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this Psychic Source podcast presentation. If you would like to learn more about the power of holding energy, please visit Evelina or any one of our gifted experts at www.psychicsource.com.